Hi, everyone. It's Donna Fox. Hope you had a wonderful, loving Valentine's Day. This is a weekend of love and reflection, of gratitude and peace, and of telling everyone in your life that you love them, including yourself. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom, and this is a program where we talk about the Akashic Records, talk about how we help you connect with the information from your soul, and we take questions, and we talk about things that are important to you and help you possibly get some insight on some challenges in your life. Tonight, though, Hi there, it's Donna again. Just a little bit of a technical glitch. So I'm going to just start all over again and wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day weekend, a weekend full of love and peace and appreciation for all that you are and all that you're not and all that you are yet to be. And also, I hope you tell everyone that you love them, including yourself. For those people who have ever called my voicemail or my office and you've gotten my voicemail, you'll notice that that's the message that I give every day, that to tell those that you love them, including yourself. And as I was saying before, I need your help. Before we go on with the program, I need your help. A very dear friend of mine is in the hospital. She has leukemia, and she has a very tough infection raging in her body. She's just finished chemo. And so I need all of you healers, all of you folks that pray, all of you energy folks, to send light and love for the highest good. I'm not asking for her to be healed or cured. I'm asking for your energy to surround her in love, so that her soul can do what it needs to do. If her soul chooses to be healed, that would be fabulous. And if her soul has chosen to move forward, that would be her choice as well. And she will be deeply, deeply missed. Her name is Sandra Kogan Jaffe. She is a sweet, wonderful, giving human being that always has put people first before herself. And so for those of you out there that are willing to take a moment to send light to this wonderful woman who is in the Cleveland Clinic, we ask that you send light and love and matrix and Reiki and all forms of energy work, all forms of prayer, of love, and divine guidance to this wonderful woman. I thank you. Thank you all for helping me with this. And so tonight we are going to talk about love. We're going to talk about gratitude. And we're going to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And I've gotten some responses last week. If you folks tuned in, you'll know that I am considering creating a community inspirational gathering, spiritual community online, where what we do is do teleconferences once a week to create wonderful inspiration. It's an opportunity to join together, you know, to renew our commitment to ourselves and our lives and connect with the divine and to welcome miracles and share community. So this is not about a religious service and it follows no dogma, but it consists of a message and possibly some discussion, depending on how we can work that. I think the discussion would have to be via email, as well as a meditation. And if this is of interest to you and you would like to be a part of that spiritual community, I would like you to email me and I'm creating a list now of folks who would like to be a part of the web-based spiritual community. I've already gotten a few folks that have let me know they want to be a part of that, and I'm looking towards doing that in the next week or two, so just need to gather some names. You can email me of your interest at 216, oh, that's my phone number, but you can call me too, at 216-691-1233, that's my personal number, to, and what you would do is leave a message with your phone number and email address that you would be like to be included in the list for the spiritual gathering. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. So just want to let you know about that. Also, I'm putting together a spiritual writers group and a spiritual entrepreneurs group online. So again, if any of those things interest you, please let me know, and I will send you further details on all of them. Okay. And just as a comment for anyone who is in the Cleveland area, I have you email me so you can get on the list for the local events at Nana's House. We had a wonderful opening Saturday. I had about 40, 50 people come. It's a small house, so that was a lot of people. And I was so pleased. I mean, I was just so gratified that it was an open house that was going from 1:30 to 4:30, and so we had a wonderful stream of folks. And Nana's House is a place of nurturing transformation. It's a spiritual wellness place. And we're going to be having events on a regular basis, anywhere from holistic practitioner networking to Akashic Record study groups to in-person community inspirational gathering. We're also going to have a universal energy meditation group and all sorts of things. And the next Akashic Records workshop, that's what I want to tell you actually, is the next Akashic Records workshop, a level one Akashic Records workshop, is going to be March 14th and 15th, and that's here in Cleveland, Ohio, at Nana's House. And so there's plenty of time for you to go ahead and register. And if you've already taken level one and you want to take level two is going to be on March 27th through the 30th. It's a three-day workshop. And so let me know again if that's of interest to you. So wanted to let you know about that. And again, if you want to get on Nana's House email list, do email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So I want to talk about love this weekend. It's a weekend of love. It's a weekend of light. And it doesn't make any difference what belief system you come from. It doesn't make a difference whether you're a Christian or you're not, even though it's St. Valentine's Day. It's really more of a symbol. And what I want to talk about is our ability to not only love others, but love ourselves. And just for a moment, I'm willing to talk about anything you want to talk about, so you're welcome to give me a call here at BBS Radio. And for those of you who are streaming in, what I've been told is that Akashic Wisdom is one of the top-rated shows here on BBS Radio that we have on many, many evenings. We have the top numbers of folks listening. But there's a lot of people streaming. So for those people who are streaming, let me give you the telephone number if you would like to call in. If you're in the U.S., you call 877-876-5227. Again, that's 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country or just like to call direct, you can dial 530-876-3222. And our country code is 01. But I want to just talk a moment, again, is about loving oneself. And and how that affects loving others. You know, one of the things that I have come forward around is how I use rebellion to sabotage myself. It's almost like I don't know why that happens, but I do. And I don't know if anybody else has that issue, but that's one of the things that I have actually been working on, is how, what stories do I tell myself about rebellion, and those rebellious stories, again, it's a perception of which, it's a perception, it's not truth, it's my perception. What happens is, what it does is it sabotages me. And so, let me explain how that works. So I have a situation, and for those people who know me, know that I have pretty much up to this point struggled with a weight issue. And I have a very good friend. I started a new program, and I've connected with a new friend. And one of her suggestions was that I should email her my food choices for the day and how many steps I take. And they're supposed to take 10,000 steps, you know, and that's supposed to really help you move yourself around. Well, I haven't gotten up to 10,000 steps yet. But anyway, what I was about to say is that at first, when the concept of emailing someone my food choices set me off to an absolute rebellion, where I actually wanted to eat something in rebellion, and it was so out of integrity for myself, until I realized, and I had this conversation through the records with myself, that I needed to switch the way I was thinking from a point of rebellion to a point of pride. So instead of thinking I had to, quote-unquote, report to someone, which really set me off, I felt constricted, I didn't like it, and it felt uncomfortable, what I came up with, or what came forward, was that instead of feeling that way, I could shift the way my perception was and look at it as sharing my successes. And when I didn't feel successful, it was about sharing my insights. Now, this is not about being perfect. This is about sharing successes, and it's about sharing insights. And this last few days have been a very, very, very stressful time, because naturally I was excited getting Nana's house together and with the opening on Saturday, and my son's in from out of town, and then now my friend with leukemia, really kind of at a real, real pivotal choice of whether to stay or go. There's been a lot of stuff going on. And so I actually haven't kept up with the emails, and I am feeling shame about it, and I need to shift that so that I get out of the sabotage. And the reason I'm telling you this, the reason I'm mentioning this, is how we allow ourselves to tell ourselves stories that get us back into the spiral for which we're trying to get out of. And so I'm encouraging you that if you have issues in your life that create any type of situation or challenge that makes you feel less than, that creates an anger or a shame within you because for whatever reason you feel you've let yourself down, I'm encouraging you, okay, to take the opportunity to look at that as a growth situation, as an awareness, rather than as a shameful way of not loving yourself. We have a choice whether or not the situations and challenges in our lives move us forward, kick us back, or create a stuckness. Those are the three things. Either we're moving forward, either we're totally stuck, or we've moved back into old patterns. Now, stuck isn't always bad. If you are feeling stuck right now, that you don't know what to do, which way to go to move forward, I encourage you to shift your perception from feeling stuck to looking at your choices as being in hover, H-O-V-E-R, because you can actually elevate yourself from a place of stuckness to hovering above the situation so you can actually look at what's going on from a higher perspective. And when you choose to look at what's going on in your life from a higher perspective, you can then choose your different options. So being stuck allows you the chance to move yourself into hover, take a higher perspective, and then make an assessment of which way you want to be. And that also includes being stuck and feeling sorry for yourself. Notice that shifting to a higher perspective of hover, to observe, takes you out of the victim mentality and out of the victim stance and puts you in a place of power. Because when you observe without taking action, what you do is give yourself the ability to really choose what response you want to give. You have the power of choice. And so, once you are in that hover position, you can then choose to move forward and leave what no longer serves you behind without looking back. Now, if in fact you have chosen to move back, and you're still in the same patterns as you were, you also have the choice to stay there or to move forward. And that is totally your choice 100%. But if you stay back without learning, without observing what no longer serves you, you will definitely be in a victim mentality. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Oh, and by the way, this new program I was telling you about, even all these really important revelations for me, on top of that all, I've lost 11 pounds. I'm so proud of me. And I do want to say that it's such a great program. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And so it's not about losing 20 pounds in a week. And it's not about totally letting everything go that doesn't serve you. It's about taking the steps that you need to take in appropriate dimensions so that you feel good about you. It's really about moving forward into loving yourself and eliminating the shame in your life. And each pocket that you have that you feel is a part of shame, something that doesn't make you feel good about you, you have a choice of really assessing that, analyzing it, looking at it, and choosing whether or not you're going to allow it to stay within your life and to really affect your life. Or you can take that piece, observe it, analyze it, and then place it where it needs to be, which is behind you, and say it no longer has the power over you. And one of the comments, for anybody who's listened to me before, you've heard this before, one of the comments that the record keepers have given me is the statement of, I choose to love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved. And it's interesting because I remember it when I'm talking to you. I remember it when I'm talking to clients. And now I'm reminding myself I need to remember it when I'm talking to me. I'm actually going to, when we get off the air tonight, I'm going to put this up all over my house. I choose to love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved. And the beautiful part of that statement is that it hits both your subconscious and your conscious mind as a statement of power. Because if you take the negatives out of it, the knots, that is, you'll see that it says, I choose to love myself enough to allow myself to be loved even by myself. And so, my dear listeners, I want you just to choose to love yourself enough to allow yourself to be loved even by yourself. Every day, every minute of your life. And so I want you to join me in creating the energy of loving ourselves. And when you join me and I join you, we create a powerful, powerful bond. We create an energy that says that we are all about love. So I hope that's helpful. You know, I know that there's so many folks out there that are listening. And I would welcome your comments. So now I'm opening the phones to whoever would like to comment or call in. I'll give you those numbers again. And, you know, it doesn't have to be on the topic if you don't want it to be. You can talk about anything you like tonight. So call 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. If you're in Canada, you can dial 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to just dial direct, it's 530-876-3222. And our country code is 01. Okay, let's see if we have another person who wanted to see. There was some questions here. That, I want to just see if, okay, now, we have a question that came forward that was very interesting. Let me see if I can get it. Here we go. It was a question about, and here's the question. This is from Lucita. She wants to know, from a previous show, records said Earth is a planet of struggle. Could you define struggle? What kind of struggle? Well, that's an interesting question, because struggle is the way you define it. So what struggle to some people is a gain to others. And so notice that. Notice that there are many entrepreneurs out in our wonderful planet that consider it a game to amass fortunes. And many of those entrepreneurs have lost fortunes the same time they've amassed them. So they win and they create money, and then they lose it, and then they create it again. And to them, it's a game, and it's fun. And because it's fun, they don't consider it a struggle. They consider it a game. Another way of thinking about struggle could be childbirth. Childbirth itself is a struggle. For anyone who has ever had a child or who has ever viewed a birth, you can tell that it is a struggle. And yet, at the same time, it is full of joy. And I understand that some mothers don't feel that joy of childbirth, but there's many of us who do. That you go through the struggle. And once you hold that baby, anything that you just went through just melts away. The other piece of struggle is what the record keepers mentioned was that we come to this planet to learn how to allow ourselves to feel, in other words, like one of the goals of being human is to allow ourselves to be in the game, not to be thrown off course when we are in the midst of struggle. And struggle is allowing outside influences to affect inner worth. Oh, that's an interesting way of putting it. Outside influences affecting inner worth. So when you are in struggle, you are allowing outside influences to affect your inner worth. When you have conquered struggle, you no longer allow outside influences to affect your inner worth. So, whatever's going on in your life, if it's affecting who you believe you are, you're in struggle. And the way to get out of it is to, again, remember we were just talking about taking that higher ground, allowing yourself to hover and really observe the situation. Observe the pockets of pain. Observe the pockets of fear. And then ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen? Have I survived worse before? How could I survive if the worst were to happen? What would I do to survive? And you'll find the interesting thing about it is you always come up with an answer. Now, for those of you who know how to work with your Akashic Records, who have taken a workshop with me or another teacher, it's important for you, as an exercise, if you will, to open up your own personal records and ask for your definition of struggle and where, what part of your life, let me get the right question for you, what part of struggle you can eliminate in your life. And ask the record keepers to share with you insight in how to do that. Now, the records will never, quote unquote, tell you what to do, but they'll give you insight as to what direction to take. Now, one of the things that's important when you open up your own personal Akashic Records, and again, for those people who are just listening in, I use a specific sacred prayer that's taught in the classes, specific. It's a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And this vibrational key is what puts us, that shifts our energy so we're able to move into the records. But when you move into the records, by shifting that vibrational key with their sacred prayer, what you want to do is ask the record keepers to make sure that you understand the difference between your voice and their voice. That does, and then I'm speaking to some specific people out there who have sometimes say, I don't know who's talking to me. And the reality is, it's about getting quiet, moving into your sacred space, really aligning yourself with light before you open your records, then opening your records as you were taught in the workshop, asking your question out loud, and then moving into and allowing that information to come forward. To hold your own peace and your own calm and your own alignment as the information comes forward, and then journal the answer without editing. Just write down whatever you get, and then don't worry about spelling. Don't worry about punctuation. And know that what comes forward is for the highest good. Now, I want to make a comment for everyone else, even for some folks in the records. Whenever you're working with spirit, whenever you're working with divine communication, it's so important that you understand that that divine communication comes in a form of love. It is never critical. There is never anything, any part of the divine talking to you that's accusatory. There'll never be a you should, you better, you didn't, why didn't you? You will never get that. If in fact you're putting that forward or that comes forward, no, it's your ego, and it's somebody else's voice that has come forward in your life that you are mimicking. It is not divine information. In fact, when you get that kind of information, that information is actually ego-based, and it's blocking your truth. So rather than fight that information, embrace it with love and say, thank you for your information. I no longer need your opinion. Please move over so I may receive divine inspiration. And then imagine it being wrapped in light and taken away by an angel. So I hope that's helpful when we're talking about struggle. Another way of looking at struggle, I mean, it's rampant all over the planet. I mean, our sports are struggle. You know, I mean, football is a perfect example of struggle. Even bird watching is a struggle because you have to sit there a long time with those binoculars. Sometimes it's a struggle to keep them up there looking for the right bird. But life can be a struggle. It's all in your attitude. What we're trying to learn is not to allow outside forces to affect our inner worth. I really like that. That's great from the Record Keepers. One of the things, it's a very, very one of the things that the question here also was about abortion and what is the truth about abortion. Well, I want to just make a comment that if in fact we believe and we know that everyone has their own time of living and their own time of leaving the planet, that we can choose our out card whenever it's appropriate. That's why before when I asked for light to be sent to Sandy, it was about not healing her, it was about, or curing her, it was about sending light to support her soul to do what it needed to do. When we look at abortion, we have to look at that when a woman conceives a child, that is a form of a contract. Now, that entity, that soul that's in that child has contracted with the mother to bring that baby forth or not. There are, and there typically the instances that when a woman aborts and miscarries, that soul or entity needed that experience, and it was complete. And you have to remember that no one leaves this planet who isn't complete. Now, I understand that there may be some mediums out there that we've talked to people who have gone on before, beyond, when they weren't ready. And I'm not saying they're not other entities that are in that space. However, what's being said is whether they are conscious of that contract or not does not negate the fact that there is one. So what's being said is whether a child is aborted by choice of the mother or the child aborts itself via a miscarriage or a person is killed in war or a person is killed via suicide, or a person is killed in a car accident, or a person is murdered, the reality is the contract has been set prior to coming in. Everyone has a choice of out card. there are actually many times during a person's life where they can choose to stay or go. And that choice is usually not a conscious one. It's really a soul choice of when they feel complete. And it has nothing to do with what we as humans believe is complete for the other person. It's totally a soul decision. And so the idea here is that it's really about releasing and eliminating the guilt. There, every woman that makes the choice to have an abortion goes through her own personal hell of one way or another. It's never done easily. And so that's really important that you know that. It's never done easily. And so the choice of the lesson or the experience is within the actual experience of the various souls involved. I hope that answers your question. Very interesting questions. Very interesting questions. Thank you so much. So, you guys have been really quiet tonight. Love to hear from somebody. Love to have you give me a call. You can call 877-876-5227. And you don't have to agree with me, by the way. You can challenge the record keepers at any time. This is an equal opportunity program. Or you can call from Canada, 888-815-9756. Or direct. Our country code is 01 at 530-876-3222. So, again, I'd love to hear from folks who would like to be a part of our spiritual-based community, okay, online. That would be great. I would love to hear from folks who would like to be a part of a spiritual entrepreneurs group if you're trying to create a business. Would love to have that. Or basically also I'm going to be doing a universal energy meditation that will offer the opportunity for you to move into alignment with the grid. And as you move into alignment with the grid, you can experience your own personal peace. And so it's really about moving into a space of light. And we'll be doing that about once a month. So, again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay. So I want to talk to you a little bit about alternative medicine. I would love to talk to someone who understands about alternative medicine from a place of brain and memory regeneration. So if there's someone out there that knows anything about brain and memory regeneration, I would love to speak to you. And I would love to talk to you about what technologies are out there. Are there supplements? Are there different stimulants for regrowth? Are there exercises? Are there meditations? What do you know about brain stimulation, regrowth, and memory regrowth, or memory enhancement, if you will? So I would love to be able to do a program on that, and I'd love to talk to anyone who has information around that, and that has done any research and would like to talk to me about that or talk to our listeners, because I'd love to have you as a guest on a program. I think that would be a very interesting program. I'm also looking for someone to call in who is a really good astrologer. I've already put this out there, and I want someone who is an experienced astrologer, who understands astrology, but also understands and really deals metaphysically and with soul information. So, again, please email me if you know anyone or if you yourself is that kind of person. I'd love to be able to check that out. I'd also like to talk to some Native American shaman. And the way the Native American shamans are helping to heal and realign and empower our Earth's energy. So again, if you know someone that is that has those criteria, or is a person that is a Native American shaman, I would love to talk to them. And then I would like to talk to someone else. These are people I want on the show, so I hope that you can help me find those people. I'd also like to talk to someone that can talk to us very, I want to use the word intelligently, but that's not the, it necessarily would be intelligent, but you know, I would like to have a person who is involved and understands quantum physics. I would like to have that person on the show that could talk to us in everyday language so we could better understand it. So if you have, again, if you know someone who has quantum physics information or is connected that way, very much like to talk to them. Yeah. Okay. Let's see who else is online here. Go back to that. Okay. So, you guys are so quiet tonight. Let me see what else the record keepers want to say. We have about 10 more minutes of the show. And for that 10 minutes, I would very much like to talk to you. Well, first of all, I want to tell you that Rayon is going to be on the show. She's an animal communicator, and she's going to be talking about not only the animals, but she's going to be talking about how to communicate with your animals. She's only going to be also going to be talking about her communication with the whales and the dolphins, and how folks can better communicate with the whales and the dolphins' energy. And she's also going to be talking about the way folks care for their pets, care for ailing pets, care for their pets who are ready to cross over, and what can be done with them. Many times, rather than euthanizing our pets, just allowing them to move into a place of peace. Yeah. So she's going to be talking about that. And there's also a point I would love to talk to someone about regeneration. Hello?
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 Donna, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Donna. I, since you were so quiet, I thought I'd call you.
Oh, hey, Lucita. How are you?
Oh, good. Very good. I thought I'd ask you more about using the records and listening to the messages. When I had my numerology done, I was told that I'm connected to many worlds, and so sometimes when I open my records, I feel like confusion is part of the experience. So is there anything else
What part are you confused about?
What I'm actually hearing or interpreting. I actually become very more in my ability to verbally communicate gets it becomes more difficult.
I'm not sure what you mean verbally communicate. In other words, like, if you're doing records work and you ask the question out loud.
Right. What I mean by verbal, when I'm with a group of people and I remember trying to use it to enhance, to get information of what is the interaction, what's happening in the interaction and trying to interpret. So it's usually when I'm in a group of people and I'm trying to listen to everyone converse and then try to participate. And
so give me an example.
I was in a meeting once and I was being questioned actually, and probably put a lot on the defense, and so I decided to open my records before I went into that meeting, and then I find myself just not very, just on confusion. I didn't feel like I was actually articulating it as clearly as I wanted to. But
did you use your grace points at the same time?
I try to remember to do. I sometimes automatically go there. I don't remember exactly if I did at that time. But.
Well, the reason I say that is because what was happening is you were fighting between what the records were telling you and what you logically you wanted to say.
Right. Okay.
So you were trying to answer. So there's a part of you that was actually it had to do with the trust factor. And so rather than trusting the silence and just assessing and observing what the questions were,
mm-hmm.
and then allowing the information to come,
mm-hmm.
where you ran into trouble was you allowed the questions to put you on a defensive and put you into fear.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you went into fear, you blocked the records work.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. And so the idea here is that if you want to use the records in a meeting,
mm-hmm.
Do you have your computer on right now?
I turned it off.
Okay, because I'm hearing an echo.
You can hear it?
I can hear an echo.
I'll completely disconnect them.
Okay. So anyway, what I'm saying is that you want to be able to just, you have to make a choice rather. You have to choose your local self is going to answer, or you're going to put your faith into just repeating what you hear based
mm-hmm.
on what feels like truth.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And so so the idea here is if you're doing writing,
mm-hmm.
what you want to do is ask the question out loud and just write what you get.
Right. Do I have time to ask another question?
Sure.
I've been trying to use the records also when I'm treating animals with animal acupressure.
Okay.
And is there anything the records can advise me to enhance that?
All you have to do is when you open your records, and you're not level 2 yet. You haven't taken level 2, right?
No, I haven't taken level 2.
What happens is what you want to do just from a level 1 perspective is open your own personal records.
Right.
And ask, how can I best serve, and name the animal?
Okay.
What is the animal's name need from me?
Okay.
And then wait before you place your hands
mm-hmm.
until the record keepers give you the inspiration.
Okay.
Have you been doing that?
I've been opening them and just asking how to basically was asking what the animal needs, but I'm not sure if I sent it as, you know, completely informally as I need to.
Remember is that there's a difference. If you say, how can I heal this animal?
Uh-huh.
That's not what they're going to tell you.
Right.
Because the question has to be real specific of what is the animal's name need
uh-huh.
for me.
Uh-huh. Okay. I will.
You know, how can I best serve in the animal's name?
Right. I will make. I'll be working with an animal tomorrow, so I'll.
And the other thing I would ask is, what do I need to know to best serve this animal?
Okay. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. What do I need to know to best serve, and then you give the animal's name?
Do I include the owners in that process, too?
No, just the animal.
Okay.
Because that would be invasive. Just use the animal, and then if something comes forward, or what the owner needs to do, that'll come forward in what the animal needs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Because the animal, even though it was quote-unquote owned by someone,
mm-hmm.
is still a free spirit, whether or not the owner wants to believe that.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's just that the only reason I ask is because sometimes with the animal's experiencing has to do with either emotional or physical issue that the owner's.
For sure. Absolutely. And the thing is that, but the owners, it was like, you have to ask the animal, the record keepers will tell you, you can even ask, is there anything I need to know to help the owner with this issue with the animal?
Okay.
You know?
That's not invasive. That's more just supportive.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I was fun talking to you again.
What'd you say?
It was fun talking to you again.
Okay, yeah. Great talking to you. I hope this helped.
It does. It does greatly. Thank you so much.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have to close the show. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. I said I'm going to have to close the show now.
Yes. I heard you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you,
sweetie.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Lucita. Take care. So we're now at the end of our hour together, even though I started a little bit late. I just want to let you guys know that there's so much that you can do on your own. And taking a workshop with the Akashic Records, if you're drawn to do that, I would love to talk to you. So call me directly at 216-691-1233. Or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so I'm going to say goodnight. I want to wish you a wonderful, miracle-filled week. And so we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful listeners of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show. We want to send them off and ask them to please to look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. May your week be filled with love, light, laughter, and gratitude for the wonderful magnificence of which you are. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are closed for the Akashic Wisdom Show on February 15th, 2009. And with that, I say good night and have a wonderful week. See you next week, folks, which is coming up to an important week. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.